This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
So thank you for joining, watching, listening. All of you listening on podcasts after, great to have you listening to all our friends across the pond over in the States. Great to have you with us, and great to have all of you watching on all the different platforms, whether you're watching the website or the mainstream ones. Time to get off the mainstream ones. Time to get on Getter. I'll touch a little bit about that. Chris Davis, 33. Good evening, Peter. First on Chris. Jane Oxley, good evening, Hearts of Oak. Big Rainbow Wizard, I see, prayer, love heart, and a rainbow. Great to see you, Big Rainbow Wizard. I don't know if that's what you're called out in the real world. Possibly not, but good to have you. Mike Shaw, good evening, Peter. I'm live too. Great. Kim Alliston, good evening, Peter, from Kent, UK. Who else? Let me scroll down. Maxi600, evening, Peter, from Selecton, Nottinghamshire. Great to have you with us. And drop your comments down the side. Put your questions down the side. Anything you want clarification. I've interviewed probably close now, getting close to 100 people over the last 2 years who thought that this is what would be happening back in February 2020, whenever we launched. It's been great fun. Had a fantastic interview just before, 2 hours before I went live. It was going to be on Thursday. That's Eric Metaxas. Eric Metaxas is he has the Eric Metaxas Show in the States. Has written 30 books. His latest book is Atheism Dead. Really fascinating read. And had a great interview with him. So he'll be with us on Thursday for that. But today is live. So you can ask questions. Raymond says I'll be taking a few questions. Absolutely, drop them in. PW Evening from Wiltshire. And Turner Evening from Cheshire. Thank you for watching. Great to have you with us. And I just actually watched the Tommies live with Steve Bannon. He might have a live now, actually, but you can watch that after. See, he was on the War Room, Steve Bannon, and this afternoon, and I saw on Getter alone, I had 110,000 just on Getter. So wonderful. I'm going to have a look. Let me look on Getter. Let me pull you in. On Getter, we have Pitsy 30. Hi, Peter. Englishman, evening, Peter. Sir TD does not comply, evening. Keith Moorfield, hi, Peter. Grezor, hi, I'm watching on Getter. Eleanor Mack, my own wonderful mother, is watching. Hi, Mum. Woolster, good evening, Peter, from Swindon. Biotech Babe, new viewer for America. It is great to have you, Biotech Babe. Thank you for joining us. Stick Bogart, Fauci is the one that brought this BS to life. Absolutely. We'll get into that in a little bit. Englishman, is this your full-time job, Peter? No, it's not. It's just this and everything else. So, yeah, juggle a lot of things. Great to have you with us here, Biotech Babe City War Room. So great to have Tommy on that. I'll try and pop over on Together and pull in some of your comments and not just watch on my normal screen. So I think we're live on all 9 platforms. Didn't do Twitter because we thought Twitter may get annoyed at us. So we'll not do that. I'll put in your comments on the side. So I wanted just to talk about COVID and what I actually think. So let me go down and go through my notes and drop your comments down the side. Tell me if I'm being weak and lily-livered or else I'm being hardcore enough. I'd probably come down a little bit in the middle, and I've had lots of people on and don't always agree with everyone's views, although the vast majority of people on, I'll happily have one again, and it's wonderful to have their views and individuals much more expert than me, like Dr. Robert Malone. Hopefully we'll get him back on again. And he's gone stratospheric after joining Getter after being banned from Twitter. So my first question to myself, an answer to you, is, does COVID exist? Yes, I think something does exist. I was in bed with what I would term a heavy flu last year, and as other members of the family. So yes, something that's not very nice and affected us by being stuck in bed for 3 or 4 days, which is very frustrating. So yes, I believe something does exist. Where did it come from? Well, it seems it came from China. That's what we were all told. And here's an interesting one. Let me bring up this first screen, and I'll share that. Again, drop any other questions you have down the side. Some of them I may not read out, as it's always good to try and do everything on the mainstream platforms and be a little bit more careful. It's practice in the real world, because you're putting forward a position, an argument, a point of discussion, and you're trying to engage with the person, win them over. And that's why it's always good to use as many platform as possible, unless it's impossible. So some of the guests we've had on, we cannot have on the mainstream platform, so we have them on elsewhere. Here's the British Medical Journal. British Medical Journal, 13th of August, 2021. Headline is COVID-19, China pressurized WHO team, World Health Organization team, to dismiss lab leak theory, claims chief investigator. British Medical Journal, no one will argue with that. Certainly not the overlords, the tech overlords. Here we have a World Health Organization mission to study the COVID pandemic's origins in China, which announced in Friday that the possibility that the virus had escaped from a laboratory needed no further investigation, was put under pressure by Chinese scientists who made up half the team to reach that conclusion. So it seems though they did look at that, and they did say that actually there was a lab link, and they were pressurized, China pressurized that to dismiss it. So if China didn't want them coming out, then of course it could be China embarrassed with a story, could have been a fake story, or it could be that was the truth and China did not want it out. But it's certainly gathering momentum, even on the mainstream circles. So it does, when it came from China, it does look as though it came from the Wuhan lab. Was it released purposely or was it leaked? A lot of the information seems to say that it was leaked. That doesn't mean that the intention was not to release it. It could have been leaked before the intention, or could it just been that it was there to study further and to develop who knows what in China. But it does seem to have leaked and got out. So that's quite conclusive, and everyone is now discussing that. So there's no cover-up, and that's no longer tinfoil hat territory, but everything that was tinfoil hat territory seems to have come true. And when you see Alex Jones as a prophet, yeah, the world's gone interesting. So the next one is, so it seems lab leak as opposed to an intentional spread seems the most plausible. But again, I'm looking at the information coming out. We're told to follow the science. We're told to listen to experts. We're told to lots of things, make up your own. Actually, it's difficult to make up your own mind whenever you don't know the information you're being given is correct, and you don't know whether you're being given all the information or whether it's been held back. We are mere mortals looking at the information given, but I've been fascinated by reading and watching more and more of Robert Malone, Peter McCulloch, who are taking a very different view, but we'll get to that in a little bit. What were the first reports? The first reports were people falling over. Remember those videos which came out and people falling on their faces in China and hazmat suits suddenly appearing and getting them. Now, a great book I've read is A State of Fear. State of Fear by Laura Dodsworth. And she, we'll go in the title of the book, we'll touch on that, but she talks about this issue about people collapsing, falling over on their faces in China, asking what exactly this was and trying to get to the beginning of it. This is the weird thing. She said she wasn't able to find out a source for it. Everyone was using it, spread everywhere on the news channels, on social media. No one had either bothered to try and find out whether this had actually happened to authenticate it. Everyone accepted it as truth. When she tried to find out, she could not get to the source. So the videos that we were seeing of people collapsing that came out of nowhere and went everywhere, so being pushed everywhere, no one knows anything about those situations. Was it set up? Was it where was it filmed? What was the purpose? Why, when people were filmed collapsing, did these hazmat suits appear? Why have we not seen that happen anywhere else? So it seems as though that was to instill a state of fear. It seems that none of it was true. It seems all of that was, those cases of people falling over was a lie, was put out to spin a story and to produce fear, because we haven't seen it happen since. But it was that, those pictures, those images that scared the crap out of many people and thought we were all going to drop down dead wherever we were, on the bus, going into work, on the train, in the car, and suddenly you just fall down, that's you dead. Hasn't happened, so it seems so that was misinformation from, seemingly put out from China, but accepted by all the world's media. Now, that could just be the media don't want to be last to get a story. The media could push out a story without checking this, checking how authentic it is. I don't know, but that certainly seems to be a lie. Let me see the next one, then I'll pull in some comments and keep going. Follow the money. Oh, this is a big one. Follow the money. So I've done a short video on this, and a couple of things. One, which we touched on that video, was pharma companies. That's the first place to follow the money. You've got Pfizer, Moderna, Sinopharm, and Sinovac making crazy amounts of money. You've got Moderna never having produced a vaccine ever in their history, suddenly out of nowhere having a vaccine produced. Of course, you've got Pfizer having a long history of vaccines, also paying out for adverse effects of vaccines. They come up with this vaccine, as do Sinopharm and Sinovac, two huge Chinese companies. And AstraZeneca is the fifth one on that list, but they made it available for cost price, and they were pushed out, which is really weird, and that's a whole other area to look at. But these companies I was looking at in the video I did, I looked at their projected sales until the end of 2022. I think I did this maybe September, October last year, 2021, and looked for the end of sales. And it came to $550 billion worth of sales, so just over half a trillion. So they're making huge money from this. Obviously, the testing is a miracle, because I think measles was the longest. It was 5.5 years, I think, to develop the measles vaccine. And these were done in 9 months. A miracle. Seemingly an unbelievable miracle. Doesn't matter how much money you throw at it, you can't shorten the timescales of testing and observation. But these people did it. Threw enough money at it, and you can do it. Magic, a miracle, call it what you will. But certainly on that, some things don't necessarily add up. The other one for the money was kits, testing kits. Let me pull in some comments inside, and then I'll jump into that. Let me just find where I am. Let's pull in. So any other comments, and I'll keep going. Elikin Joseph Sophia says, very few staff and people at our local hospital last week. Interesting. Well, that's probably they've all been pinged and told to stay at home. I'm trying to read down. Steve X, hi. Steve X took lemon juice. Well, it's always good to have some citrus, isn't it? Helps your immune system. You're so glad you got COVID, you made a cake to celebrate. Well, you can have COVID parties, so yeah. Rebel News did research in July 2020. Yeah, well, Rebel News do fantastic. We've had We've had Avi on before, and we've had Ezra on before, and Rebel News do a fantastic job. Anyone else? Violence in life, it's tyranny and must be stopped, absolutely, and this will end when we want it to end. This will end when we want it to end. Anne Turner says, why are colds and flus miraculously disappeared suddenly when they're part of the corona family? Well, it's true that flus disappeared last year, and now Omicron, moronic, has the same symptoms as a cold. So there you go, otherwise known as a cold. Joe Cresswell says, still don't know anyone personally who's died off COVID. Does anyone know anyone who's died off, not with? Well, no, and the government were pushing this figure again, 150,000 off COVID. So they've even been blatant in that. Whenever anyone is told 150,000 people have died and you could be next, that does scare people, and fear is used as a powerful motivator to get people to do what you want. So we are living in an authoritarian, tyrannical system in the UK, across Europe, and across most parts of the world, which makes me again look at this and sit back and think, well, this is happening all over. It's not just one or two countries you can blame, but actually it's worldwide. That's the frightening thing. I tell you what, whenever Germany try and put 23 million Germans into jail, the last time they did that was 1930s Germany, locking up people who they did not agree with. Have the Germans not learned from history? Obviously, the government haven't. Ah, Coit Parent, greetings from Estonia. Great to have you with us once again. Estonia, our favorite Estonian. Thank you so much for being with us. Luton Lion, people falling over as Chinese propaganda. It was, absolutely. Western governments watched and learned. Repeated winning formula. Simple as well, it's true. You put the fear out and people will do whatever you tell them to do because people are afraid of death. I'll not pull in any... No, not pulling any other comments because there are too many of them. Let me pop over to Getter. Any other comments on Getter? I'm looking down and I've lost track now of all the comments where they are. State of 77, we've got Bornus, globalist agenda to create a totalitarian state for total control of the global population. That's the conclusion I've come to, Bornus, but I'll hold it off. Biotech Babe talks about Dr. Robert Malone. Yeah, we've had him on before. Great guy and doesn't have anything to gain from his line. Absolutely nothing to gain. Athena 6931, hi Peter, great to have you with us. I'm not going to go down. Gilbert the Alien. Seriously, Gilbert the Alien? I don't get that. I'm not going to talk. Chiefly Wiz. I think on Getter, people have the best names. They're the best handles. Bill Gates and George Soros. Yeah, I'm not even going to go down that because, look, with all of this, I want to give you the information as far as I can verify it and as truthfully as it is. It can be easy to say, well, this is happening, and suddenly go out on a limb. I want to always stick to the information I know and can substantiate and pass it on, and not just go crazy and start speculating on stuff that I cannot back up. When I have others on that, absolutely, they can say that, and whatever anyone else says, they can be responsible for. But I want to be responsible for what I say. And I think the key thing that's been lost in all of this is truth. And we're all trying to find out what is truth. So, yeah, that's the big thing. Follow the money. Let's go back to that. UK companies approved to sell PCR tests. So let me bring up this. Can I bring it up? Is it going to come up? Here we go. So this was a story in The Guardian. Give me a moment. This is UK lab investigated for false positives. Which actually Liverpool football team, Jurgen Klopp, has said that most of his players seem to be false positives, that were coming out as positive for COVID, which is weird. And as much as I love Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp, Jurgen is a jab fanatic, judge? Jab fanatic, that's the term. So here we have UK tests and UK lab investigated for false negative COVID tests is not fully accredited. So what is this? This is Guardian, 18th of October, 2021. You know, the Guardian, if stories like this are coming from the Guardian, that really makes you wake up. It's not been pushed by something on the right, although the Mail and the Telegraph have all gone fully down this line of a get jab, do what the government tell you, stick a test up your nose every day, and we need more control. But when the Guardian do come out of the story, it makes you sit back and think, what is this? Why is the Guardian putting this out? So if we scroll down, where was the area? So this. Only after completing, is it coming up? Yep. So it's only after completing the third stage is an organization accredited by UCAS, which is the UK Health Security Agency. So it's approved by them. So far, UCAS, UK Health Security Agency, who approve these companies to do tests that have never done tests in their lives, have received more than 500 applications from private firms to perform tests and or swab handling. About 400 have passed stage two. 255 have had a final stage three assessment. And 191 have received the full UCAS accreditation. An additional 54 public labs are also accredited. So there's 191 private companies have been approved to offer tests. None of these 191 have, I don't know if all 191, the vast majority have certainly not been doing this. This seems to be jumping on the bandwagon and trying to make as much money as possible. So we've got the UK companies that have gone through this testing system and are now approved to sell these kits and to process the results and make a hefty profit out of it at the same time. They obviously buy them from China. China seems to be the only country that produces these. So China gave us COVID. China gives us the test to check if we have that COVID. China are also producing a heck of a lot of the vaccines for COVID. So there you go. It's the beginning to the end. China do it all. Do you remember when you used to see something that said made in China and you used to think, but now I'm made in China, great, I'll shove this up my nose because it must be accurate. It must be high quality because these random companies have been doing this. So we have Chinese companies started simply to sell testing kits. And here is another frightening headline. I don't mean to frighten you too much, but here it is. Give me a minute. I'll bring it up. This isn't Bloomberg. Again, it's middle left wing financial publication. And they're looking at the finance of this, which is a fascinating side as we're looking at. And this is China's COVID test makers see 6,500% profit gains, but can it last? 6,500% profit gains. Wow. That's what you want for your company. Make as much money as possible. And they're grabbing it. It's like anyone ever watched the Crystal Maze where they're grabbing all of the silver and gold, I think it was the gold ones you get, and just grab as many as you can and you see what you're left with. Well, they're grabbing as much money as they can from all of this. So that goes into depth on the companies that are actually selling these, making money from them. And if you go to the vaccine doses, we have 9,500 vaccine doses administered in 184 countries. So cases by 9th of January. So nearly 10 billion vaccine dose administered in 184 countries. So we just then you have to look at what the companies plan to also roll out. Huge money making industry for Omicron, which sniffy nose, sore throat, bit of a cough, bit of a temperature. That is now the deadly COVID Omicron strain. We used to call it a cold, but hey, it's now called a worldwide pandemic. But colds were a worldwide pandemic. You always had colds all around the world, so no change to that then. But companies could not sell hugely expensive products. A few Lemsips, that's what, £3 for a pack of Lemsips. Now they can charge £30-40 for a jab and have you give it to you every couple of months. Ching ching. So it does seem about the money, but is it just all about the money? Well, the other one was about PPE materials, personal private protection. And remember when the government were desperate for these? And remember the plane load from Turkey that brought them over, and then they arrived and they weren't what the government wanted, already paid for them. Countries were just desperate to get all this equipment, and companies appeared out of nowhere. I mean, I remember reading about the testing kits and reading about two companies in China, Shanghai, and one company had signed a 40 million contract with the government, one had signed a contract of 60 million with the government, and these companies were based out of a hotel room in Shanghai. Obviously not a huge company that's going to manufacture anything. It's some individual in a hotel room, and the government are giving tens of millions of pounds to these. Corruption at the highest level, incompetence at the highest level, is it something more than that? That is the key question, which I don't know if any of us really know the full answer to. Another one is Chinese. So looking at the tests, according to one website I was looking, which is Statista, which looks at statistics all over the world, as of the 3rd of January 2022, which is a week ago, the country with the highest number of tests performed was the United States, with 813 million, so just under a billion tests. Then India with 680 million. Then the UK with 400. Then Russia with 250. France with 180. China with 160. China only 160 million. The country with the largest population actually is doing one of the smallest level of testing for its population. That strikes you as weird. Why are China not testing everyone? Weird. Something doesn't add up there. And I don't know what it is. When you look at Canada, I did a program with Gerard a while ago and looked at connecting the dots. It is so difficult sometimes to connect the dots because you don't always have all the dots, all the information in front of you. And the danger is that you try and connect things that aren't connected and you make a picture, an image, a presentation, and that is not accurate because you don't have all the information. And that's the danger, that we ramp up the fear and the concern and put out something which is not factually based. So that's about the money. And this was another interesting one from the British Medical Journal. Again, we can trust it because the British Medical Journal, I think the WHO will accept us referring to the British Medical Journal. And this is about testing kits. I've tried to find out how many testing kits the UK has purchased, and I cannot find out for the life of me. I have looked and looked. I think it may have to be a Freedom of Information request. Maybe Laura Pearson will put down a question on this. But there was a... This was a story, and I think I may have covered this, actually. Did I cover the thing? I did cover this before. Touched on it with Robert Malone. Ah, I see there's 7,000 of you watching on Getter. I love Getter. Are you signed up? Everyone watching, please sign up to Getter. Getter.com. Get your name as a handle. Sign up. That is the place to be. Since Robert Malone told Joe Rogan about Getter on his podcast just before the new year, and Joe Rogan joined, then Alex Jones joined, then everyone else, interviewing Eric Metaxas, and he's joined. And that's where everyone wants to go. Free speech, unfettered, unrestricted. Say what you think. Express your views. and engage with people. What's up to 9,000? How did 9,000? Oh, love you all and get her. So, this one is British Medical Journal. How the UK are using lateral flow tests, which is, again, really interesting. And I don't know what Boris Johnson means when he says we have to live with it. I don't get that and don't get where they're going exactly. I'm trying to scratch my head and work out. So this was an article, February 2021, 11 months ago. COVID-19, how the UK is using lateral flow tests in the pandemic. Lateral flow tests are pivotal to the UK government's strategy to reduce the spread of coronavirus by identifying asymptomatic patients. Now, if you want to know more about asymptomatic patients, patients who have this and don't have any symptoms, who was it? Was it Peter McCulloch? Who was it that I watched a few days ago? No, it was Neil Oliver. GB News, Neil Oliver had... that I thought he's not going to stay on YouTube if he has him. Come on, someone tell me down the side who was on with Neil Oliver. Someone can remind me. Oh, the Pfizer guy. The guy was on Pfizer. Mike Eden. Oh, I got in before you guys. I thought you guys were supposed to help me. Come on. Mike Eden, who was the head or deputy head. Yeah. You're in later. Mikey Bikey's in. Andromeda in MD. Thank you. So, no, Loafer Sheffield, you're wrong, wasn't Malone. Rob Malone. So Mike Eden was something like head of research, head of scientific research, or deputy vice chair of research. And he's been very, very vocal about the vaccines and his concern of them. And he was on with Neil Oliver, and huge respect for Neil Oliver. I think one of the bravest people on a major news channel, because he put him on without concern, but only a concern for truth, and obviously not concerned of the backlash it would have or any criticism. So Neil Oliver is certainly a hero for doing that and making these issues making them wider to the public on mainstream platform. GB News is a mainstream platform registered by Ofcom, and it's on the news. So he was Vice President of Research, Pfizer Europe. Thank you, MD. Thank you. You can join us in our research team. So anything you listen to, Mikey, and it's important to listen to him. He says he left Pfizer on very good terms, but is now asking some of these questions. Peter, question from Big Rainbow Wizard Q. Shorten your name, please. I'll just call you Q. For all that is going on, where is all this heading? What's the end game? Right, I'm going to get to that. Goodness, 35 minutes. I haven't even had a drink of my... Let me have a sip of my peppermint tea, please. 1 minute. So much better with a cup of tea. So this goes, let me touch this, talks about as many as 384 million test kits have been ordered by the UK government at a cost of 1.3 billion. I can't believe it's that low. And when they're testing children, when all children are being tested twice a week, then that figure must be higher. Now, this was a year ago, the first year, let's say the second year, let's double that. So it's 800 million. I'm sure it's a lot more. And they talk about PCR tests. Have you heard the weird thing about PCR tests? They're now saying that a PCR test can be positive for up to 90 days after you've had it. So why the hell are we giving PCR tests and trusting that if it can be positive for up to 90 days? Now, what is it testing? And how many cycles has it had? All of that, I get that. I'm just looking at face value. Why are we rolling out these and doing a positive negative test if for 90 days? So someone could have a PCR test, they miss a flight, like a friend of mine did, going away on holiday, couldn't go because the PCR test was positive. But actually, it could have been they had COVID 6 months ago and it's still coming up positive. Or sorry, not 6 months, 6 weeks ago. If it's 90 days, that's 3 months. So it could have been they had it 3 months ago and still positive on a PCR test. So it's not giving an accurate understanding. It's telling you historically what the body had, and PCR tests understand, look for things so small that they'll pick up stuff which is in your body. So you don't currently have it. It's not a threat. You're not passing anything on, but it still picks up that in your body. But this goes to all the tests and how many of the tests were, how many of them actually passed the approval stage. So lack of a central registration process, end of comparative data, means that Public Health England's Portion Down Laboratory and the University of Oxford have been tasked with evaluating the sensitivity, specificity, and kit failure rate of lateral flow tests. This is the key thing. Only 3 of 40 test kits evaluated made it through the first assessments, and only one of these has been evaluated in field studies. It is still unknown how the others work in the real world. Let me repeat that. Only 3 out of the 40 test kits that were evaluated made it through the first assessment. So 37 out of 40 failed the first assessment, and only one of these had been evaluated in field studies. So 2.5% are actually getting evaluated in field studies, and it's still unknown how the others work. We are trusting our lives to these tests that aren't passing the evaluation, according to British Medical Journal. Again, something isn't right. So let me move on and population control. Now, by population control, I cannot accept that this is about reduction of number of people, but removing people from the population. I don't accept that. I haven't seen enough evidence. It could be true, but I'm not prepared to say that is true if I have not yet seen the evidence. So you may think, a bit of a wuss backing out. But no, I mean, why make a grand statement if it's not true, just to ramp up the fear and misinformation? So I don't know if that's the case. But control and monitoring of populations seems to be what lies behind this. And to me, that's the big thing. I think it's the end game. Actually, Mike Eden said this on Neil Oliver, and I was like, wow. He said that he thinks this is all about control and monitoring of the populations through ID. And that does seem to be a big part of it. It doesn't seem to be about health. It's not about your health. If you haven't got that this is not about your health, then you're completely have lost it. And you're putting your trust in Boris. It's amazing how many people say they hate Boris, they hate the government, they will never trust the Tories, but hey, here's my arm, inject me with whatever you want, Boris. Or here, stick that up my nose every day and I'll do whatever you tell me to do, but I don't trust you in anything else. I'll trust you with my life and you can screw me over as much as you want, but I won't trust you in anything else. It's weird. And I talked to someone the other week, and they said, I don't believe any of this. I don't know if any of it's true, but I got a jab because I basically want an easy life. I'm not able to challenge it, because if I challenge it, I'll get in trouble, and I just want to get on with my life. If you see something as wrong, then do something about it. If you see an injustice, do something about it. Don't accept a lie just for the sake of an easy life. And I know you watching, listening, will not accept something just for an easy life, but you'll push back, you'll speak truth in each situation, each circumstance, no matter the consequences. So to me, what I think the end goal, and that was asked earlier, I think this is all about population control and monitoring. Control of individuals through an ID system and through a digital currency. So every piece of spending, the economic side of our as society, as individuals, can be fully monitored. Track and trace. Who the hell wants to be tracked and traced by the government? Well, many people, if you could tell them, if they don't do that, they may die. If you tell them every day, if you give them a death figure every day, look, if we were getting a death figure from cancer every day, people would be more aware of the risks of cancer and checking themselves and what they could do. I mean, how many die of cancer a day? 350 in the UK or 550 or something crazy like that. Why does that not come up on our TV screens every day? But no, we get COVID, not cancer. people will do anything. That's what we've seen from this. They will do anything if you can scare them enough. And if you tell them they could be next to die unless they do X, Y, and Z, they will do X, Y, and Z and further. And whenever the BS plus strain comes, they'll be bending over for whatever the government wants to do to them. What are the unanswered questions that cause me huge concern? Let's finish off with this. And if you have any other question, I'll pull them in for a few minutes and then I'm going to leave you. 20,000 of you are watching on Getter. Well, we're humbled and I'm glad you like the content and keep spreading the word and get everyone else on Getter. It seems to be the place to view. This seems to be the place to put out information. So GETTR.com. And not only do you get Hearts of Oak, you get Tommy, you get Robert Malone, you get Alex Jones, you get Joe Rogan, you get Jack Posobiec, you get Steve Bannon, you get everyone else. So make sure and go on. PW says that the trouble is, Peter, and there are lots of issues in this, no one in the scientific world will never be able to prove future deaths. It's a spike proteins. Unfortunately, we will know when it's too late. I get you. I think I accept that. But I don't want to be saying something that I cannot know is correct. That's what, but I accept that completely. Chris Davis says David Vance is David Vance. Oh, sorry, get David Vance on Getter. Sorry, that's who I forgot. David Vance. You also get someone, you also get Lord Pearson. I mean, the greatest member in the House of Lords, the only person to engage on the topic of Islam and will stand shoulder to shoulder with Tommy and ask every difficult question you can, and has gone from Brexit to Islam, from the frying pan into the fire. So, yeah, you get Lord Pearson. Sorry, I cannot forget about him, who's joined Getter and up to 5,500 followers in 10 days and having huge engagement. So make sure and spread the word on Lord Pearson, the greatest peer in the House of Lords. So my three unanswered questions, three things that are happening that make me sit back and think there could be even something darker happening here. Okay. So these are three big issues that I don't know the answer, don't know what lies behind. First thing, shutting down of debate. This has made me question a lot. All the above, all that we've discussed is publicly available, but any view that does not agree with Newspeak is not allowed. And we see whenever we put our stuff on Twitter and get it, we compare it. Whenever we put stuff on Twitter, we'll go and check on other Twitter feeds to see. So we put it on our Twitter, we can see it. We then log in, get someone else to look at it from their Twitter feed, not there. So it's not been publicly available. That's what I mean by shutting down debate. We can be putting out the information, shouting about it, screaming. We're putting it all out. But if you are not receiving that information because it's being blocked, what is the point? And that's what Twitter are doing. That's what YouTube are doing, restricting your notifications, getting it. Getter does not do that. Getter, you get it directly to you. That's why you need to get on Getter. Rumble is a video platform. Get on it. I'll do a short video this week. I meant to do one last week. I'll do one on Wednesday, looking at the new things coming up on Getter. The CEO of Getter, I've just forgot his name. He was on Alex Jones a few days ago discussing all the things he wants to. Jason Miller. Sorry, too many names in my head. Jason Miller was on Alex Jones talking about it and really, really interested in what they have coming up. Getter Vision and Getter Pay. Watch the video on Wednesday to find out more about that. So, shutting down of debate. If the position of governments in the WHO is strong enough, then it will trump all other arguments. If you have an argument and you say, I must accept that without any debate or discussion, it means that your argument is weak and cannot stand up to scrutiny. So, it seems that we are not allowed to ask critical questions. The only reason we cannot ask critical questions is because the narrative cannot stand up to scrutiny. That's where we currently are. That's what makes me question what is behind it and what are we not allowed to engage with and hear and understand. The second big issue I have, which has made me question a lot, is rejection of natural immunity. Look, you saw the doctor on Sky News who, when Sajid Javid went in and started asking questions, and the doctor said, well, I'm not vaccinated. I've had COVID. I've got natural immunity. Why would I get a vaccine? It's true. If you've had COVID, you've got natural immunity. Why would you get a vaccine? And some have even said it could be lifetime immunity. And yet the government are going to force care workers, hospital workers, NHS workers to get the vaccine or lose their job. Even someone who has had COVID and therefore has natural immunity is being told, no, you must get a job. What's the point in getting a vaccine if they've already got natural immunity? Wait until that dies down and then by all means have that conversation. That's the weird part of this. Natural immunity is not accepted. It's only immunity from a vaccine. Natural immunity comes free. Immunity if from a vaccine comes at a cost. And if it is all about money, then natural immunity will not be accepted, but only vaccines which are at a certain price. The third thing is Africa not getting vaccines. These are only available for the West, Europe, North America, Latin America, and parts of Asia. Not all. Africa's left out. Africa is what, 4%, 5% fully jabbed? Why is it that this vaccine, if it is the way out of COVID, is not being given to people in Africa? Interesting question. And it's not about cost, because the world has said, we will pay for it all. We will pay for everyone to get it. Poor countries, rich countries, doesn't matter. They're not getting it. Why is Africa not being given the vaccine? Interesting, and makes you question this. And the final thing that I have, I'll give this, I'll pull in comments, and then let you enjoy your evening, is the vaccine being pushed for children. Children, we are told, are not at a risk of, they can get COVID, but they're not at a risk of a bad reaction from it. They're not going to die. They're not going to end up in ICU, not going to end up in hospital. And the government have given us those figures. I think something, very few children have ended up in hospitals. So if you look at the mortality rate, it's negligible. And yet children are being told to get it. The vaccine authority, the Joint Committee on Vaccines and Immunizations, said children didn't need it. The government said, nope, think again. And, think again. And then they thought again and they said, no, actually, they need it. Why does a child need a vaccine to an illness or a virus that is not going to have a bad effect on the child? Is it better for the child to have natural immunity? What about the side effects of a vaccine compared to having the virus? You're not allowed to have that conversation. That's the first thing. Secondly, this has been rolled out to very young children. We haven't done this before. We've always given medication to those who are at risk in society, not blanket across the board. So that push to vaccinate children makes me really wary and makes me wonder what's behind this. So those are the dark questions: shutting down of debate, rejection of natural immunity, vaccine push for children. Can't remember what my fourth point was. Those are the issues which make me think something darker is behind this, but I can't put my finger on it. Until I can, I will not give my thoughts on those, or else I'll just be adding to the fear and hysteria. And I don't want Hartsvoke to be producing a state of fear. I want us to be producing a confidence and a courage, like we talked about. Courage is contagious. I want us to be putting out courage and boldness and confidence and not fear. That's why, personally, in my head, I'm thinking there's something dark behind those, but I don't know what it is, and I can't put that out. So that's about it. Those are my thoughts. Those are what I really think. And so let me pull up some last comments. Pepper Chris Davis 33 says, peppermint tea, my arse. It is. Look. There's the tea bag. There you go. It is peppermint tea. I will go and have something stronger after. Trust me, I will have something stronger after. Working behind the criminals. Well, that's interesting to watch that. And I've watched Anna De Vries talk about that and criminal convictions, which could be brought against those above us. That's really interesting. So, yeah. Mike Shaw said, not believing population reduction is allowed to happen. Well, look, I'm open-minded. And this isn't going to go away anytime soon. So we're going to keep looking at this. But all I can do is put out the information which I think we have. And as Chris Davis says, Nuremberg too. Absolutely. Bring it on. I think that's what we will need. I have a lot of views. Why is that? I'm looking at how long. I think this does two lives. I think it maybe breaks it up. Does Getter break it up after 30 minutes and do another live? I don't know. 29,000 views. I am honored. Great to have you with us. As we finish off, we're going to be around on the 29th. We're going to be up in Telford. We'll keep you posted on that. We'll be there. Certainly love what Tommy's putting out, the hard work he's done, a lot of hard work on that film. So we'll be up there. We'll put it all out on social media. Get on Getter and you can follow us. Get on Telegram, you can follow us. If you want to get emails, which you'll probably need to get, then go to heartsfolk.org, click on that connect tab, and you'll get our weekly emails. As I said, Eric Metaxas is on Thursday. An honor to speak to him, someone I've watched from afar, and it was a real honor to speak with him today. Let me pull in. Right. I'm just going to go down all the comments, last few comments on Getter. I'll just do Getter to finish off. Steve, 1865A, says, pleasure to watch. Thank you. Gavin says, African leaders are skeptical and don't trust the science. Yeah. Mark Pint, thanks. Real Tucker Carlson, are you really the real Tucker? Vaccines are for losers and suckers. Well, yeah, that's your view, and certainly understand how you've come to that. Gloria Knight says, no kids got sick. Well, that's true. Very, very few. Colorado Lady, just love your video on Getter. Thank you, Colorado Lady. Looking at lots of comments, and I'm not going to go through them because I need to work out some of what you're talking about, and I'm not sure. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that's been informative. As I said, just wanted to do one to discuss my thoughts because so much has gone out. And, you know, I've never been anti-vax. Always thought, actually, vaccines are positive. We've had people on, Dr. Sherry Tempany, for instance, who's very much the opposite and is not for any vaccines. I've always been fairly up for vaccines. But actually, what is being pushed out is making me become someone who is concerned that vaccines may not be the way out and is very concerned. And I'll certainly happily stand shoulder to shoulder with Novak Djokovic and wish him all the best for winning the Australia Open. I think that's it. Thank you so much for watching. Great to have you with us and follow us on all the platforms. Look forward to see you on Thursday with Eric Metaxas and a short video on Wednesday, an info video on where on Getter and all the good stuff on Getter, and you can jump in. So thank you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. I've nearly finished my mint tea. I'm all for something stronger. So thank you very much and good night.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list, donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.